From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Robbie Feinberg with the news on this day in Maine, Monday, July 29th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Neighbors of a mother and her two children found dead this past weekend at their apartment in Mechanic Falls say they hadn't seen the family for several weeks. A statement released by the Department of Public Safety spokesperson Shannon Moss says that the Maine State Police Major Crimes Unit responded to a request for assistance from the Mechanic Falls Police Department on Saturday afternoon after three bodies were found during a routine wellness check in an apartment on Highland Road. Moss said that all three bodies were taken to Augusta for autopsies and that there was no danger to the public. While police are not providing any more information, multiple neighbors confirmed that the residents of the unit where the bodies were found were a mother and two young daughters, about 8 and 11 years old. In a message posted on Facebook, RSU 16 Superintendent Amy Hediger wrote that their community was facing an unimaginable loss with the believed passing of two students from Elm Street School. Hediger said that the Elm Street School crisis team is planning on how best to support staff and students. A Westbrook man has pleaded guilty to robbing the drive-through window of a bank in South Portland earlier this year. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, 41-year-old Jason Arsenault put a note into a tube at the drive-through with a threat of a car bomb. A teller put an undisclosed amount of money in the tube, and Arsenault drove away. Arsenault was arrested and confessed to the crime 6 days later. He faces up to 20 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000. The campaign of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says it's filed enough signatures to get the independent onto Maine's presidential ballot this November. The Maine Secretary of State's office was still reviewing those signatures on Monday evening, but Kennedy's campaign said local election clerks had already validated the nearly 5,000 voter signatures. Kennedy is running as an independent after dropping an initial bid to challenge President Biden in the Democratic primary. He was polling at 4% in a recent survey of Maine voters conducted by the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. Kennedy is part of an American political dynasty as the son of the late Robert F. Kennedy and the nephew of President John F. Kennedy. He's an environmental attorney, but RFK Jr. is arguably best known for leading one of the nation's largest and most vocal anti-vaccination organizations. An underwater mountain range 90 miles off the coast of Portland called Cache's Ledge may become the nation's next national marine sanctuary. The 766-square-mile site was just nominated by the Conservation Law Foundation in Boston for the designation and awaits federal review. John Whitman is a biologist at Brown University who's been diving and researching at Cache's Ledge since the 70s.
There's no other marine ecosystem like it. Way offshore. It's incredibly productive. Our research showed that it's a productivity hotspot and a biodiversity hotspot.
Cache's Ledge has been closed to commercial harvesting of ground fish, such as haddock and cod, for more than 25 years. Oil drilling and offshore wind development would be prohibited in part of the region under the monument designation. Scientists say preserving the site is urgent for studying resiliency in the face of climate change and warming waters in the Gulf of Maine. The federal review process can take years before a final decision is made. And gas prices are down again this week in Maine. According to the online survey outlet GasBuddy, the average price of $3.47 is about 2 cents lower than prices last week and nearly 30 cents per gallon less than last year's prices. According to GasBuddy, prices could fall a bit more over the next few weeks as summer winds down and oil prices stay low. With so many hikers scaling the peaks at Acadia National Park, mountaintop erosion has become a concern. But accessing remote parts of the mountains to replenish thousands of pounds of lost soil is a major challenge. The park has come up with a simple solution that relies on the kindness of strangers in hiking boots. Caitlin Bedayan reports.
And today we're going to be hiking up Penobscot Mountain, probably. If the trails are pretty slick, we'll probably just hang a left, go north straight to Sargent.
Claire Burnett is leading the weekly hike for the Save Our Summit program at Acadia National Park.
So in a second here, once we're all set, we're going to head up the carriage road.
What's different about this trek is that in addition to the water and snacks in their backpacks, each hiker will carry several pounds of fresh soil. It's part of a new restoration program to combat erosion and preserve local plant life on these two mountain peaks. Penobscot and Sargent Mountains have no roads to the summit, so park staff had to find a creative and affordable way to get dirt to the top.
We thought about, like, is there any way we could use a helicopter and drop it on the top of the mountain, which was obviously too expensive. We wondered if we might be able to use a highline system, which is a series of ropes and pulleys that we use when we maintain trails.
In the end, says Amanda Pollock of the National Park Service, a plan emerged to have visitors carry the soil to the top.
And one of the reasons that we ultimately decided to do it this way was because we thought that it was really important that the community could be involved in this type of active restoration and this active experimentation, really, of how we are preparing Acadia for climate change.
On the first leg of the trip along the gravel carriage roads, hikers remove a tarp covering a large pile of dirt.
I need two folks that are going to help me fill up buckets with soil. And then I or somebody else is going to be weighing those buckets and reporting those measurements to the note taker. If you're the note taker, only listen to the person with the scale.
Each hiker carries anywhere from 5 to 25 pounds of dirt, which has been sterilized to ensure it's not carrying any invasive species into the park. Then comes the real challenge, navigating the steps and tree roots and rocks embedded in the steep path to the mountaintop. Park ecologists have been concerned about erosion for many years. Chris Nadeau, a scientist with the nonprofit Skudik Institute that works with the national park, says it's all about maintaining a base for plant life.
The summits are really characterized by this low-lying vegetation, and there's lots of people up there on the summits, and so as they're trying to see a beautiful view, they just happen to step on this low-lying vegetation. And then the vegetation dies, and then without the vegetation, if we get a heavy rainstorm or a windy event, then that soil just blows or washes off the mountain. And then once the soil's gone, you know, there's a lot of unique plant life up there on our summits, and if there's no soil, then there's no place for those plants to grow.
At first, there was concern about getting enough hikers every week to take part. But Burnett says the treks have consistently been full.
A couple weeks ago, we had 11 people on the wait list just to get on, because we have to cap at 20 people per hike just for sort of leave no trace purposes. So it's been awesome. We've had a really great outpouring of volunteers, people that have been coming as many weeks as they possibly can.
And there's plenty of repeat hikers like Randy Andrews, unbothered by the extra weight if it means contributing to restoration efforts.
It's a great workout, and it's like the most beautiful stairmaster in the world, and helping hopefully keep the summit from washing away.
These weekly hikes are a change from last year, when the park held a few larger events in which volunteers carried nearly 4,000 pounds of soil to 29 restoration sites. This year's soil will be used for new sites, and researchers are testing to see if adding seeds to the soil helps plant life return faster.
There's a lot of noise in ecology, and so we need a lot of kind of the same thing to get a good solid answer. And so, yeah, this year will be replicates of what we did last year, and that's a good thing for us.
The hikes are scheduled through September, and volunteers have already carried nearly 2,000 pounds of soil to these two summits. And Nadeau says the program has the potential to expand to other areas of Acadia, and could be a blueprint for other national parks around the country. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Caitlin Bedayan.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. And coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock on Tuesday morning, our favorite automotive experts will return and share the latest news on cars, trucks, and SUVs. I'm Robbie Feinberg. Thanks for listening.